Well, even though he's withdrawn and there's now only one person in contention for the runoff vote, which did not happen on Saturday, both the Independent Election Commission in Afghanistan and also the Karzai campaign have both said the show should go on regardless and that there is no other constitutional mechanism by which to choose a president. Ultimately, the leader of this country has to be elected by Afghan voters. Now, almost no one thinks this is actually going to happen, in large part because the international community, particularly the UK and the US, had really no appetite for putting their soldiers in harm's way to protect a runoff vote, which would be a one-horse race, which would in all likelihood attract an insignificant level of turnout, both because of the ongoing Taliban threats, but also because there would only be one person in contention for the election. So the problem here is how the international community can persuade the Afghans to abandon this attempt, and then after that, how to ensure that if Mr. Karzai is essentially reappointed as president without having fulfilled the constitutional demands that he should get more than 50% of the vote in a free and fair election, how he can be made to be legitimate. Now, Western diplomats believe that there's enough wiggle room in the constitution to fudge that, but Dr. Abdullah's supporters and indeed quite a lot of constitutional law experts say that that would not be acceptable. Mr. Karzai would not be legitimate, and there are, you know, I think part of the thinking behind this announcement by Dr. Abdullah is that rather than going ahead and simply reappointing Mr. Karzai as president, something else will have to happen, perhaps the setting up of an interim government and then the rerunning of this election in the spring after the IEC has undergone some pretty radical surgery to get rid of the various problems that Dr. Abdullah had complained about. And it just remains to be seen whether any of that will happen, particularly with the very likely opposition of the US and the UK, who don't want to see this political crisis being postponed any longer, particularly not until the spring. They want to see a new government in place as quickly as possible to get on with the business of trying to sort out all of Afghanistan's many problems.
Despite, John, what you say about the opposition to Karzai's legitimacy in the election, Hillary Clinton has in fact said that Dr. Abdullah's withdrawal will not invalidate the vote or the election.
I think that it is his decision to make. Whatever went into that determination is obviously his choice. But I do not think it affects the legitimacy. There have been other situations in our own country as well as around the world where in a runoff election, one of the parties decides, for whatever reason, that they're not going to go on. I do not think that that in any way affects legitimacy, and I would just add that when President Karzai accepted the second round without knowing what the consequences and outcome would be, that bestowed legitimacy from that moment forward, and Dr. Abdullah's decision does not in any way take away from that.
Hillary Clinton there standing by the process as is in Afghanistan. Do you think this is a credible position for her to take?
I think what Hillary Clinton is doing is preparing the ground for the argument to be made that Mr. Karzai can be reappointed as president on the basis that in the first round he got the most number of votes. That you can make the case that because Abdullah has effectively withdrawn from the race, that the one candidate left in is inevitably going to win, and that there's therefore no logical reason to go ahead with the vote itself. Now, the question will be, how many people will that convince? It's unlikely, I think, to convince most of Dr. Abdullah's supporters, and there will be this constant question mark over whether Mr. Karzai is a legitimate president, if indeed he is reappointed.